Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings to all the faithful that listen to this show. I know you're out there. I know you're out there. It is a crazy world out where we're living in right now, folks. Crazy world. Insanity. When I'm out here on tour, we had such an excellent night last night. I can't tell you how good that night was. And it's one of the reasons I like traveling small town America. Last night we were at a place called the Middle Fork Bar and Grill in Gentry, Missouri. Now, I'm not going to say there was 1,000 people there. It wasn't. It was a very small crowd. But it was one of the most fun, excellent, rewarding shows. And you find that in a lot of the small towns, they remember America as it was. Oh, you mean racist? No, would you all shut up with that stuff? I'm so sick of it, I can't see straight. There used to be a time when people were proud of this country. There used to be a time when you were taught in school to be proud of this country. There was used to be a time in this country when you were taught to be brave and strong. And now you're taught to be a victim. And then America's terrible. And this is the last bastion of hope on this planet, folks. I hope you understand that. Because things aren't going good. And we have got everything that my high school social studies teacher was talking about. He said that in the very not distant future that the commies will overtake our government, will infiltrate it, will become part of it, and will make a lot of moves that won't make any sense, that will basically destroy this country. And you tell me he's wrong. But it was good. It was good to perform in front of a bunch of people who are proud to be American and remember the days when we were all proud to be Americans. And now we're taught Americans horrible, it's terrible, blah, 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 blah. Well, if you don't like it, get out. There's a plane leaving every hour. Get out. Help yourself. It's a free country. It's free to leave. And maybe you can move to one of them little commie dictatorships that you find so appealing and find out what it's like to really live under a communist dictator rule. Like all the people who flee from Cuba and then come here and try to warn the Americans about how evil communism is and socialism is. And we've got to the point where socialism is so accepted that the Democrats will call themselves Democrat Socialists. Because they're proud of the fact they're not American. Proud of the fact. And then we have people like Ilhan Omar and all those other idiots, and that's what they are, the gang, who just despise this country. And see, the reason that people go, well, if they ruin the country, no. See, the rich elite will never, the politicians, the rich elite will never suffer the consequences of their actions. You will pay for it. That's the thing. You will be the ones that pay for it. Not them. They're rich. They have money. That's why they don't mind buying a shitty $75,000, $100,000 electric vehicle that doesn't do anything it's promised to do. And that you have to dig up rare earth minerals, and it has to be done by a bunch of children because that's the only way they can afford to make it anywhere competitive, abundant, and renewable oil. Oh, Dan, you're stupid. Oil's not renewable. Yes, it is. Who created oil? Did man create oil? Did the earth create oil? I'll wait. Get your answers. Earth. Earth created oil. So you mean to tell me that the earth just went poof, and all the oil that was ever going to be oil was there on day one? No. And this has been proven time and time and time again. A well runs dry, cap it off, come back later, it's full of oil. That's a fact. That's a fact. Because the earth always makes more oil. However, your rare earth minerals, not so much. Rare earth minerals. Because words matter, kids. Words matter. It matters that we are digging up rare earth minerals. Not abundant, rare earth minerals. And we're going to make everybody got to have that little electric car. Got to have it. So what are you going to do? So when everybody's driving the car with rare earth minerals, you think the price is going to go down? You think the availability is going to go up? No, it's not. It's absolutely not. But you got your environmental weenies running around, protesting oil by standing in the highway. Folks, we need to do something to stop these weenies before they ruin a world that is doing perfectly fine. By spreading fear. Oh, it's going to cause global warming. Shut up with that stupid stuff, man. I am sick to death of it. The earth changes weather patterns, whether we participate in it or don't. Know that. What caused all the ice ages before our... What caused the ice ages to happen before man got here? What caused all the wild weather patterns before man got here? It's been doing this the entire life of the planet, and we are not changing it. Now, do we need to stay to clean? Yes, I believe in trying to be as clean. I'm a hiker. I don't want my forest destroyed. I don't want my land I hike in destroyed. And we can clean things up, and we can build better cars. But we don't need to get all radical and go to something that requires... I'm sorry, I'm dealing with the morning croup from waking up out here in this damp air. But we don't have to live that way. We can be green and not go with this stupid bullshit battery-operated stuff. Now, you're against battery. No, I'm not. Let's get serious. Cars are a very hard thing to make electric. But you know what it isn't? And what's a gigantic polluter? Lawnmowers. If you really want to talk solutions, lawnmowers. Lawnmowers have those motors and nobody takes care of them. They don't have any kind of fuel injection or engine management systems, and people fire them up and they cough big black smoke out. Yeah. Seriously. There's a million little things that you can make electric that run on motors. You have the technology to make it such that it's usable. But no, let's take the biggest thing first. And then look at all these damn windmills. Now you got to bury that garbage somewhere. So today's going to be an interesting show because I want to go deep into a lot of different things. Commercial out of the way, and then we will be right back. We'll be right back.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Hello Freedomizers, I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wild River. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Do you buy from Amazon? If you do,
Do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot as Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you. Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media. I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
And we're back. We're back, and the commercial breaks out of the way, so we only have one more in our way before this is all said and done. But right. I found Herman. Herman's there. Say good morning, Herman.
What's happening, man? What's going on? How you doing, partner?
I'm doing great, man. Always great to be out on the highway. I was telling you about the great show we had last night. Man,
oh,
I'm going to tell you what, it just makes you feel good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do a nice show, nice crowd, and great response. Yeah.
That's what it's all about. That's what a lot of people don't get. I know. Oh, you're going to get rich. I don't care if I get rich. I enjoy myself. Everybody's on this trip to get rich. And so they can't, if they're not rich, then they can't enjoy the life they already have. So they take what most people in the world would kill to have, and they ignore it because they're not rich.
It depends on what you think rich is. See, rich to me is quality of life.
Yes.
Okay? Quantity within your life is not richness. That just means you have things or you have, you know, money or material. That's not rich. That's not rich.
Yeah. Because I've seen a bunch of totally filthy rich people who are just miserable. Look at all the drug problems with these Hollywood celebrities. They got tons of money and fame, yet they're unhappy.
Yeah, I know a rich guy, and he's got a table full of cocaine right now. But he's rich. His girl's sleeping with his best friend. You know, he's rich, though, you know?
Yeah, I'm rich. I've made it. No, you haven't. I've seen poor people happier than rich people.
Look, he made it into what he wanted it to be, or what she wanted to be. That's they made it.
Yes.
But making it, you know, and they're usually just barely making it in that situation. People don't realize that, man.
Well, because they're always, it's really funny because the more you have, the more you spend.
Mm-hmm. The more
so,
you have.
Yeah, so you end up, yeah, I got a lot coming in, but you got just as much going out, and you're on that treadmill.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Nah.
I like having something coming in and not much going out.
Yeah. Well, everything that's not going out is something you don't have to make come in.
Yeah. That's correct.
And these people are discovering it in this car market, because I'm watching the car market. They're, for a car made in America that's very average, these Dodge Demons and stuff like that, it's a nice car. Don't get me wrong. It's got all the bells and whistles, don't get me wrong. But they're selling it for $250,000. What the hell are you doing?
Hey, messing with somebody else's mind, because I'm not looking at it.
Yeah. I didn't see an idiot sucker that walked into a dealership and paid way too much for a car.
That's all I see.
But they think it's a status symbol. It's a status symbol. Because, see, they're not secure in themselves enough to realize they're good. They have to have things around them to make them think they're good.
Hmm. Yeah. Boost them up.
Yeah, so people, look at all the nice things he has. Oh, he's a shitty person, but he's got a lot of nice things.
Yeah, he's an asshole, but he has a lot of nice things.
And then the people that hang around him ain't nothing more than remore. They hang around, they wait for those table crumbs to come down. It's like, oh, he wrecked that car, now I can get it cheap, or he'll pay for this. And they're just little, they just sit there and hang around for the crumbs. They're not there for that person. They're there for the crumbs that fall off that table.
Yeah, that's it. Then they, or either they can get gain popularity from your personality.
Right. I can sit here and oh, I know such and such. Well, who gives a shit? Who are you? I don't give a shit who you know. Who are you? Who are you personally? Are you a good person or are you a bad person? That's all I care about. I don't want bad people around me no more. I understand that having multiple friends doesn't mean anything. Having good friends means everything.
Yeah. Versus being the prick that knows him.
Right. Well, you know what, though? That's one of them hard things to learn in life, because in different stages of your life, and nobody wants to admit this because we all want to believe that we're completely in control of our lives, the hormones inside of you and the different things that affect you can change your opinion, can change your mood, can change how you act, all of that things, but we want to believe that we're in charge of everything. We're in charge of it to a certain extent. And I don't believe in making excuses to fluff things off. But the Dan now sees the world from a different perspective than the Dan when he was younger and full of testosterone and out there trying to make some big name for himself, because that's what he was told. It's the whole peacock mentality. I've got to be big and flashy and all that stuff like that. And then later in life, you start realizing, well, that's not that important.
You know, it's nice to realize that early in life, if you possibly can.
Yes.
But that takes, you know, a frame of experiences draws about maturity.
It, and that's the truth. And that's what nobody, I didn't want to hear it when I was younger. I didn't want to hear that somebody older than me was probably more intelligent than me, more nuanced on the things of life than me, because I wanted to believe I was the cock of the block. And that's what happens when you're young and full of testosterone. You're the cock of the block. You're the young rooster. The old rooster's sitting over there trying to give you knowledge, but you're so young, you can't respect it.
Mm-mm. Can't respect it at all. And you just want to fuck it.
Yeah. Bottom line. And you'll do everything to raise it so you can get the best nookie in the world. Not the nicest, not the one that's probably good for you in the long run. You just want the prettiest one.
Yeah. Don't have to be that smart, but the prettiest one.
That's right. But, that's the whole testosterone thing. That's why when you see all these animals in the wild and the beautiful males and the beautiful females getting together, it's part of inside of you, and it's part of the lesson you learn as you go through life. And some people learn it sooner, some people learn it later, and some people never learn it at all.
That's what I'm saying. It's all around us, the people who never learn it at all.
Oh, yeah, these old roosters that are running around still, well, I'm this. They haven't learned any humility. They haven't learned anything. No life lessons have really learned to them, and they're just going through life doing the same stupid shit over and over and over and over.
Yeah. There's so many guys that are still being cool. I'm like, okay. All right.
It's like, you still trying to impress people? when are you going to learn to impress yourself?
Yeah. You still trying to impress people. I am not pressed by anything. But matter of fact, I don't even want to be around people half the time.
Exactly. I get that on a different level. And my friends now are friends that are real friends. And I had, there's people you go through life with, you find out who your real friends were for high school because they're still around you.
Yeah.
Those were your real friends in high school. Whether you knew it or not, you figure it out later in life. Because those people, like I grew up, my high school graduating class, there's a core of us that still hang out.
Wow, that's nice.
And I realized that we were really tight. At that time, we were the tightest little group, to the fact that years later, we all still look each other up and hang out. And when we get together, it's the best of times. And I'm blessed to have that core group of people I grew up with actually be friends.
Wow, that is nice, man. Because, most of my friends that were from high school, I don't even deal with them. Well, they did.
Like I said, I'm fortunate.
Yes, you are. That's a great thing. Because, I tell you, I don't even... High school, I don't even think about high school half the time. It doesn't even come up in my memory, That is wild, man.
Well, it's funny because you find that a lot of people are full of words, but very few people are full of actions.
Yeah.
And that's where, again, I wanted to tell somebody this. I said, the best thing you can do in life, and it sounds stupid, is learn all the old sayings. Because most of the old sayings have such a core of truth to them that when you start seeing the truth in it, you're like, ah, I get it now.
Yeah.
And it's things you didn't want to believe at that time. I'm like, that's stupid. That, no, it's not. It's them trying to tell you, it was the early meme. That's what it was.
Yeah.
The old sayings were the early memes.
Yeah. They need to listen.
Yeah.
People went through experiences, and through those experiences, they have information that you need to receive.
And they try to put it in the shortest message that your brain will grasp.
But with each set of, about every 10 years, man, it's like a drop-off of reception. But people can't receive, man. It's something going on.
Well, see, you know, I keep harping on this book, the Fourth Turning.
Okay.
That was one of the things that they mentioned. It's why these generations that come along and butt up against each other. That's why kids have a hard time getting along with their parents, yet when they hang around with their grandparents, they're tight as hell.
Yeah, thick as thieves.
Because they both see in the same perspective, even though they're a generation apart. But that's because every other generation, the pendulum swings from this to this to this. We like to think it's all by accident, but I think it's all by design.
Yeah.
And that's why kids just can't get along with their parents, yet they can go over to grandma and grandpa's and be the best buddies.
That is wild. But then it's amazing how once the grandparents have raised the children, they have rules. Sometimes the grandparents go into the opposite direction when it comes to the grandkids.
That's true.
They become
that's true, too.
Grandkids, you know?
Yep.
Dad and mom wasn't like that with us. They whooped our tail. But my kids are getting away with pure murder from my same parents that almost tried to murder us.
It's the cycle of time. Nobody wants to admit it. And that's why The Fourth Turning, that book, is so eye-opening, because it just talks about the cycles of the world. And the world goes through cycles.
Yes.
The whole world just goes through cycles. The turmoil of the 60s and the brilliance of the 80s. And then we're right back at the other end where we're collapsing again. It's just a big circle.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And it follows like the seasons. Because the spring, when everything's fresh and new and green, you feel that positivity,
mm-hmm.
and then you go through the summer, and it's just glorious. And then the fall, where it starts to get cool again, and then the winter, where people just go inside and huddle. We follow that same cyclical wheel, but it's spread out longer, but life follows that same pattern. It's all designed, it all comes around, and it all has a purpose.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I saw a comic say something, and it kind of, I listened to it, and I was like, well, damn, he's got a point. You and I, we're not religion people, but we believe in a creator. These people who don't believe in a creator or some kind of higher being that made all of this, believe that nothing made this. That this just happened. And all the patterns you see in this are just coincidence.
Just
and
one
so,
big part.
Right, it just happened. And so nothing had any part in designing any of this. And so when they die, they become nothing. Well, nothing is their creator.
Ooh.
And so you sat down and you go, what did he just say? He said, nothing is their creator.
Nothing is their creator. They say they're from nothing.
I say they're from nothing, so they return to nothing.
Yeah, you can't return to something from nothing.
That's right.
You know, it's,
and like
it's
I said, when I heard that, I'm like, well, that makes sense in its own weird little way. It does.
Yeah, it's like saying, how can one time one be one, and it's called multiplication.
Right. Or anything times nothing is nothing.
How? And how is there ever nothing when it takes something to say there's nothing?
Right. When you start going deep into that kind of stuff and start really thinking about it, there has to be something.
Has to be something.
Yes.
Has to be something.
And then, like I said, if there is nothing, it won't matter, because then you'll be nothing. There'll be no thoughts. There'll be no remorse. There'll be no nothing. It'll be poof, seen over. And then everything that you learned in life just disappears and vanishes into nothingness.
Yeah, because nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Right. Billy Preston. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. It's just, you sit around and you kick this around with people, and some people, light bulbs will go on, but some people just can't grasp it.
Some people can't grasp, period. Let alone.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. And they're the shallow people you run into. You've heard somebody say they're shallow as a wading pool.
Yeah.
They're there for that instant. There's no vision in them. They can't see past that instant.
No. That's what they know. That instant.
And those are the weaseliest people you ever know.
All the time.
Because whichever way the wind blows is the way they go.
Yes. Sell you out for a cheese sandwich.
Exactly. In a New York second, they will turn on you, stab you in the back, and not feel one second of remorse.
Whatsoever. And it's normal.
Oh, yeah, it's normal to them. And you'll sit there at times and go, how can you be that way? It's hard to understand how some people can be so different.
It is.
Because you were set. Yeah, because you're befuddled. You're like, how can you justify being that way?
Well, see, that's the word. Here we go with words. How can you just defy? Okay, and that's what it is. Justify, just to defy.
Yeah.
Depending on the way you want to look at it.
Well, see, that, oddly enough, leads me into something I want to talk about, because words are hollow. Actions are where the truth is.
Yes.
So we have been, as a nation, watching the decline of California. We have been watching the streets become poop-filled to the point where there are mats so you can avoid stepping in human shit. And there are needles on the street, and it looks horrific. And the people who live there call out to their government, something needs to be done. Oh, we can't do anything. I can't do nothing about it. The commie leader to their city, and magically, they've told the people who pay their salary, the people who they steal their money from, they've told them, there's nothing I can do. You just got to live with shit on your street. A commie leader comes to that town, and poof, they clean up all of that shit. They put up a racist wall, because walls are racist. Remember, we've been told that. They put up a racist wall to keep the vermin from coming back and shitting on the street. and they clean it up and they fawn over a commie dictator when they wouldn't give American citizens the time of day.
Ain't that
and you want to know? You want to know who your government's serving, folks? Open your eyes. It ain't you.
Never has been. Never has been. How can a nation that's in debt serve you?
Exactly. And on top of that, we got hundreds of billions to send overseas every single year. We have homeless veterans that fought for our rights on the streets today, and we say we don't have enough money for them. Bullshit.
This nation is a prison camp.
It is. It has become one. It has become a prison camp. And the funny thing is, when you follow all governments follow the same arc our government is following right now.
Yeah.
They start out with a good idea, but it always morphs into something shitty, and it usually takes about the time that we're at right now. There's no great, great, great society has lasted more than 200 or 300 years.
Well, yeah. And things will change.
Yeah, it's a pendulum. It swings. And each generation learns its lesson as it goes along. And that's where the swing happens, when you open up your eyes and go, oh, wait a minute. And so you run back the other way, because the other way all seems good. And then you go all the way over there, and you're like, oh, it's not so good over here. Look over there. It's better over there. And you run back over there. And then you run back over there. And then you run back over there. And that's why we're living basically the late 60s, 70s right now over and over again, because we're back in that thing where, you know, because in the 60s and 70s, you and I know there was great racial turmoil. There were race riots. There were all kinds of stuff that happened in our youth that disappeared for quite a while, and now it's reappearing.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens.
It's just a big cycle.
Right now, we see a society that's falling apart because of greed of the top half. Period. So that's what's happening. When old families die off, there's nothing left. There's nothing left. Then the young can't maintain what was there before. What happens next?
Exactly.
You know, and it's strange. I'm trying to figure out, have you seen any of these speakers that come in and say, things are changing for a long time. We've been eating the wrong food. We've been eating babies. I mean, have you heard that? Okay, I thought it was just me.
No. Well, you know, I look, and this is what I tried to explain to an egghead, you know, because they're everything I'm taught is true. You just don't know enough to not know that you don't know enough. No, I take in every piece of information, because if you shut out one side, you'll never understand everything. And I take in, I'll sit down and listen to stuff that I personally think is ridiculous, but I don't listen to it from that standpoint. I listen to it that somebody obviously thought this was true, and that's why they took the time to enunciate it. That's why they took the time to make a video about it. So if they truly believe that, then I should, like, at least pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how you learn. You don't learn from listening to one person. You learn from listening to everybody.
And you don't learn from saying everything is not what you think is a conspiracy theory.
Exactly. Exactly. Because how many conspiracy theories have turned into conspiracy fact?
I had a friend of mine who was really bothered by something I said one day. He said, I was telling him about, you know, a lot of things that are going on in society. But then I hit this one thing, you know, that said about Michelle Obama. And he said, well, man, you have to understand, we have to support our black women. And I said, He said, man, you think she's a – what would make you say that? Don't say that. I'm like, I'm not saying it. The tabloids are saying it. People are saying it. I'm not saying anything. I don't know her from Adam.
Adam's apple.
Yeah, from Adam's apple. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. It's like people don't want to hear things. It's like I'm not the one. Because before the end of the conversation, you said, man, because you keep spreading these rumors. I'm not spreading rumors.
No.
I'm telling you what was said, and that's it. Period, point blank. What rumors am I spreading?
You have to figure out whether it's true.
Yeah. What rumor am I spreading? You can't say that. I'm like, I don't get it. And then it's a male or female or black and white situation in that situation.
Yes. Even you can show them the pictures of way back when those two were together. You can show them the pictures.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, that's Photoshop, or that's made up, or that's fake. Or, no, it's not.
People are an instant denial.
Instant.
So how can we ever say anything outside of what's there? You know, that's just one example.
Yeah. There's a mountain of them. Like this whole idea, and this is something that's real, and you can, and anybody can check this. The Amish don't have ADHD. The Amish do not have autism. The Amish do not take vaccines.
No.
Now, you explain that one to me.
And explain to me how Fauci and the whole crew were illegally in position. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
Now, how are we ran by a government where you can have a whole set of people placed in the position that are only there to do what they did, and that was to make money off of COVID and fool the nation?
Truth. And how can we have day after day after day another person in an age range that would not die suddenly die?
Yeah.
Here's another one just came up today. Film director, 56, died suddenly of heart attack.
Yes.
And why is that happening?
Amazing.
Nobody's questioning this because we're told you're a conspiracy theory. No, I'm looking with my eyes. I'm looking with my eyes. I see it. You can't tell me that there's any time in the past that any of us can recall where this many people in their 40s and 50s just dropped dead.
For no apparent reason.
Perfectly healthy people. Hell, athletes on the field playing a game just dropping dead.
Oh, yes. Speakers standing at the podium. Broadcasters, news broadcasters, outside the mobile and inside studio, dropping dead.
But that's conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
But we know, again, and we've talked about this 100 times, the knowledge you're taught versus the knowledge you experience.
Yes.
And you're being told that your experience and your view is wrong. You're there. You're living it. You're seeing it. But you just don't know enough to know that you don't know enough, because only the brainiacs know. Where if something terrible happened, those brainiacs will be the first ones to die, and all you people that don't know enough to know that you don't know enough will be the ones that will survive.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is. Because when they want to say you don't know enough to know enough, all I reply with is, you're so smart, you're stupid.
And that's all you can say, because they don't know enough to know enough. No one has any. Right now, we're living off of AI, modern technology, and modern-day technology, and artificial intelligence. That's it. No experience is needed. I looked it up. It's true.
Exactly. I believe somebody else to the point where I won't even believe myself.
It's definitely true, sir. Before you even explain it to me, I'm going to tell you it's true.
Exactly.
That's where we are right now.
Mm-hmm. Believe the experts.
And what that means, I don't know.
That's right. How did you become an expert? Did you start an expert? No, you learned. You learned. So you're the only one that could learn that?
Yeah, that's why they're an expert.
Right, because they didn't start out an expert.
No. No, they sure didn't.
Learned that. So what you're saying is you're the only one, that, and I said this to somebody and they didn't get it. The only place you can learn is in government indoctrination camps.
Yeah.
Because a man who went through the world and learned on his own and doesn't have them little tiny pieces of paper, people look at and go, oh, he's not experienced. Where's his degrees and where's his documents and where's all of his letters after his name? They don't understand that you can go through this world and become an expert and not go to a government indoctrination camp.
Yeah, is that neat?
But if you don't have those letters and numbers after your name, you're a dummy.
According to the dummy.
Right. Because unless somebody says you're smart, you're not smart.
And only a dummy would want to brag that he's smart. Because a person is smart, you automatically know by their works.
Yeah, you know by their actions. You can hang around them. I've asked this question to people, and I always get this stupid answer back. Would you rather have a man who taught himself how to be a surgeon, has done over 10,000 successful surgeries, doesn't have a medical degree, never went to medical school, doesn't have any of that background, but he's done 10,000 successful surgeries. Would you rather have him do the surgery or somebody fresh out of doctor school, who's got all the little letters after their name, but has never done surgery one? Which one would you rather have operate on you?
The one with the answer, of course, you know the answer.
And that's what people go. Then they'll go, no, I'd rather have the, how do you know he? Look, this is where they've got you into this little world. You're only smart if we say you're smart.
There you go.
Come into our little circle, jerk. So
yeah.
You can say the people who taught you are smart, so therefore you're smart, when there's no proof that anything you've been taught is really smart.
Except by your measure.
Right. And then when you learn they're smart and apply it to a situation, they tell you you don't know enough to not know that you know enough, that only the experts understand the nuances. You can't possibly understand them. I can possibly understand that there's zero way that two buildings fell in their own footprint at free fall speed, ignoring every rule of physics. There's no way that happened.
No.
But
no,
you're a conspiracy theorist. You're a conspiracy theorist.
Well, let's look at the conspiracy theories now on another level. People go back now and say, hey, when you go back and you look at everything they say about the holograms and the blanks, okay, and then you go back and you look at the two explosions from ground level.
Yes.
When you see the two explosions from ground level, there is no plane.
Right. And the explosion comes outward.
Outwards. It's blowing outwards.
And also,
yes.
Here's another one to add to that. When you watch planes land in the fog, you see their circular pattern off of their wings in the fog. There's no turbulence in any of those explosions.
None.
Zero, zippo. And a plane going in the building explodes outward?
Unbelievable.
And wingtips that you can't touch because they'll break sliced through steel yeah. girders like butter.
Yeah. Those little paper mache planes, they're flying, and they're strong planes, but they're not going to go through steel girders.
Huh.
And then the fuel from the plane that was on fire burned the building down.
And then also you add on to that story, the story of the same plane that carried jet fuel that melted girders and created a gigantic explosion, a passport in a terrorist pocket managed to get through the burning fuel that melted steel and get out of his pocket, go through the windshield, go through the debris, go through the fire, not get a single burn mark on it, and be found by a cop away from the site on the pavement by accident, and you believe that shit happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He must have been, he threw it out of the plane on impact.
He rolled down the window. Remember the old hand crankies?
Yeah.
Let me make sure they know I did it. Whee!
Yeah, I'm going to roll down his window and suck a few children out. to get this wallet down into the investigator.
But if you question it, you're the crazy one. If you question it, no, it's right there. It's right there for anybody to see. If you'll just open your damn eyes, but you want to believe what you're being told. You're being told because that doesn't require any thought. I can tell you whatever I want to tell you. As long as you don't think about it, you'll believe it.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's the ultimate mind control.
Oh, yeah. They've got you so locked in.
Yeah. I was looking at the different pictures. Like, when they look at the different pictures of how they do things, a psychiatric center, a jail, and any college or school has the same cafeteria.
Yes, they do. Why is that?
It's crazy.
Well, let me rip this commercial out here real quick because we'll come back and get right back into this because we're going to end up running to the end of the show like we always do.
Oh, yeah.
I hate commercials, but I got to do them. So we're going to rip them out real quick. We'll be right back. I'm going to put us on mute so you don't have to worry about being quiet, Herman, but I'm going to go ahead and fire through these commercials and then we'll be right back.
All right, buddy.
Hang on.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
There we go. Now we've got our commercials out of the way. But, you know, it's funny when, like, we get into these discussions. It becomes apparent when you really sit down and look at it, you've got to break that whole idea that what I've been taught is true.
Yeah.
You've got to get into the idea what I'm being taught needs to be examined as much as what I can. And it's the old, when we were younger, we were always taught to ask why. Everything that was said to us, ask why. And that's one of the best things I learned as a kid was to take everything not at face value, but to start the questioning. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? Why? And again, an old phrase, follow the money. And the money, and this just came out. Let me see if I can bring this up, this story. I just saw it on MSN where it says, the COVID vaccine windfall.
Okay, what's going on?
They made billions of dollars on this. We paid for Operation Warp Speed for a product that was already in existence in 2018, before Rona even existed. Yet these people developed it.
For Corona.
Yes. Pfizer's stock market value has surpassed $300 billion, up 50% before the start of the pandemic. Their shares have soared more than 1,000%. And they are now making $100 billion in annual sales.
Steal from COVID.
Right. Now, why would you want to create something that can make you $100 billion? I think the answer becomes very self-evident. Follow the money.
Money.
And guess who else got rich off that? Fauci. And a whole bunch of our representatives, air quote. Pfizer, I think, is one of the five owned stocks by our representatives.
Why?
Now, why would our representatives favor a vaccine for a company they own stock in that they make millions off of and shield them from all prosecution for a thoroughly tested product?
Isn't that a coincidence?
Yeah. But damn, it's almost like they were paid off.
You don't say.
I don't know enough. No, I know enough or whatever the hell.
And all of this conspiracy theory stuff is ridiculous, Dan.
I know.
You have time in your hand in the van with the dog. You get it from your mind,
man. Don't, hey, Herman, quit believing what your eyes are seeing. I mean, seriously, how can you sit there and look at that and go, oh, hold on a minute. But we're told to shut up.
Oh.
And here's this last line. This is funny. Here it is. In 2022, Pfizer became the first pharmaceutical company to book more than $100 billion in annual sales owing to government purchases of its vaccines and antiviral pill. So I own your stock. And then I tell the company that I run to buy $100 billion of your product, but it had nothing to do with the fact I owned your stock. I didn't when I was sitting there at the vote going, if I do this, I'll make millions. Gee, I wonder if I should vote this way. Because they're all so clean and pure. They're not like the rest of us. They're clean and pure, and money doesn't influence a single decision they make.
Oh, no, because they couldn't. They couldn't. They're good, honest people.
Nah, they're righteous. They're there to serve us.
And they're following their oath.
Right. They all meant it when they held their hand up and said those words. And you and I, we never took that oath, so we're just out here being conspiracy theorists. We're upset that they have more than us.
That's what it is. They're very upset. We're very upset that they have more than us, and we just want to say things loudly.
Yeah, we just want to cut them down to be cutting them down.
Yeah, nothing to do with people dropping dead too soon. Nothing to do with that.
No, that's crazy talk.
Yeah. Anybody between 16 to 50 or 60 to die is normal with healthy people.
Oh, yeah. It's become so normal that it's an everyday occurrence.
And that way, nobody ever paid any attention.
Well, it goes again back to your experiences versus what you're being told. You and I, as growing up, if anybody under the age of, say, 60 died, we were shocked.
Yeah.
We were shocked. We were stunned. They were so young. And now it's like, kids drop dead every day. What are you talking about? What are you trying? Why are you trying to make something out of nothing? Because people die every day. Every day they die. And this has been going on. You're just noticing it because you're looking for it. And ignore the fact that the healthcare, that the life insurance policies for young people that used to pay barely $400 million a year is now well over $1 billion paying out for all these young people that just suddenly died It's merely a coincidence. It's life cycle. Things are just going to happen. Ignore the turbo cancers. Ignore all these people who suddenly are stage four cancer out of nowhere, just like that. Ignore all that. That's all anecdotal evidence, and your eyes are lying to you because the government has told you nothing's happening.
Mm-mm-mm. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, nothing. It's just, that's just the way it's always been. You're just, now you're paying attention.
This is,
well, here's another one. I just scrolled down the page just a little. Eurovision star dies age 45 after brain tumor diagnosis. Turbocharged cancers, 45.
Wow.
And this is every day. Every day I open this up, I see another young person dead, but this is perfectly normal. No, it's not.
They want us to accept it as normal. Normalizing abnormality. This is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. How do you normalize total abnormality? Ignore them like they don't exist. Override anyone that says anything that makes sense and say, hey, we will move forward anyway. This is crazy.
Yeah, that's disinformation. Disinformation, conspiracy theory. Remember, always remember this, folks. Since 1947, the government has looked you in the eye and said Roswell was a weather balloon. They told you, they looked you right in the eye, it was a weather balloon. They put stories. They put people in jail who said it wasn't a weather balloon. They ruined people's careers who said it wasn't a weather balloon. And then after all of those years, oh, yeah, it wasn't a weather balloon. It was a UFO. And you're supposed to just forget it. I've lied to you for how many years, and now I tell you the other side of it, and you, well, forget the lies. I mean, that was for national security. That was for safety, because everything new is in the name of safety.
Forget the people that were punished.
Right. Forget the careers ruined. Forget the people that were put in the stockades. Forget the people that were killed to keep that information secret. Forget all of that. Because today it's true, and the past is the past. Why do you got to live in the past? Why do you live in the past?
Why are you dwelling on things?
We made marijuana illegal so we could put blacks and Mexicans in jail because that was their drug of choice. We did a study. The study found out that there was no harm in marijuana, so we hid the study, and we still made it illegal, and we took millions of young black men and put them in prison for smoking a weed.
While we let a lot of poor white men deteriorate their brains with methamphetamines as if you act like you don't know it exists.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's there. It's right in your face, dude.
Yep. And no one wants to see.
No. And they don't want to say, well, why did you tell us for so many years it didn't exist? Oh, that was for your safety. So I lied to you for your safety. Well, that sounds like a husband and a wife. I lied to you for your safety.
That's great. Totally nuts.
It is. It's absolute insanity. But if you speak out, oh, you think you're smart. I bet you did your own research. You're damn right I did my own research. It's called living.
I was about to say it's called living. What do you mean doing my own research? Opening my eyes and using my ears and saying something about it? Come on.
Right.
Now.
Because you don't have a PhD, Herman. How do you think you're smart? You don't have letters after your name telling you that other brainiacs told you you're smart. How do you know you're smart?
And anywhere that you think there is someone that's smart is always the alphabet people. And I'm not talking about the LGBTQ. I'm talking about the WBA, the WBC, the IBF, the WBO. See, if you start looking at the letters everywhere, see, the greatest person on earth is the heavyweight champion of the world. Why? For what reason? Someone who doesn't use his brains, who beats his brains out to become rich. This is who you admire as your smart guy and your most intelligent and your most powerful person in America. It makes no sense.
Huh. And again, for calling out what doesn't make sense, you become the target.
Yes. Yeah. The NBA, the National Basketball Association, the National Baseball League, all of these are letters.
Yes.
Even down to having your Letterman jacket, what does this mean? What have we truly signed up for by the letter? No one's paying any attention. You know what I'm saying?
No, they're not.
Everybody wants to be identified by letters. I have an MBA. I have a BA. I have a PA. What?
I have a PhD. That means I'm smart. Because I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to have people tell me I'm smart.
Yeah. See that piece of paper on the wall with me? Now, I can barely walk across the street with that piece of paper.
And if I had a flat tire or I had to plant a garden, I'd be screwed. But that piece of paper says I'm smart.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Well, it's what I saw a thing years ago, and it's true. The dollar only has value because we believe it has value. Truthfully, because if the society collapsed and you were out trying to hunt your food, that dollar would be only good to wipe your ass.
A dollar did collapse. Okay, it's like this. A dollar is like this. I know a dollar used to be a black man bending over in a field picking cotton. That was the dollar. The cotton had no value until it was picked. So the most valued person was the cotton picker, okay?
Yes.
And that cotton picker at the time in that part of history was the dollar. Because if cotton was your most expensive commodity, without the hours and the labor of the cotton picker, there was no cotton to be sold.
Exactly. And you know what's funny about that? That transfers to everything we're living today. The CEO of a company makes $30 million a year while a worker barely makes enough to survive. But if it wasn't for the worker, the CEO would be worthless.
Slavery. The most slavery with the master.
Yeah, but we think we're free because we ain't blacking in a field picking cotton.
Hold it now. Wait a minute. Hold it now. Listen to what you're saying right quick. We think we are free. Now, think about this. You are free. Yeah. You're working for damn near nothing. You are free.
Yeah. You won't stand up for that.
We think about the meaning of free meaning something different. We tie free to freedom. When they say free, they mean you are working for nothing.
Yep.
That's what free means in America. You are working for absolutely nothing.
Ain't that something?
You are free. You work for absolutely nothing almost in America. You are free.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing, the other thing other than free, you're free to be dumb.
Yep.
And we don't call it freedom.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me.
Yeah.
And we can sit there and see it. It's on the sheets. It's on every profit and loss sheet. It's on all of that.
Yeah.
But we believe that one man at the top is worth $20 million a year.
Yeah.
Because we're told he's smart. And without him, everybody else would not have a job.
And see, I would be, back in the day, see, you would be called ES, and I would be a FFS, okay? Now, you'd be an indentured servant with an ES, and I'd be a free slave, okay? And these words would make us feel like we're different. You think you, hey, you, they might think, hey, well, man, you ain't got to do quite what you do, but you're going to do a little bit different, a little bit better what you do. All that shit is in the sun. All that shit is hot. All that shit is making a little bit of chump change. And someone sitting in the house making decisions and sitting on boats and yachts while you're sweating, arguing against the time.
Yeah. They've got us arguing against each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're both on the same end of the poor boat, but one of us believes we're on the better end of the poor boat.
And both of us broke. They love, man.
This is incredible.
Yeah. And if people could talk about it from a real perspective, versus, now this is what's so funny. Even when people speak about this, people still try to hold on to their entitlement of their position.
Exactly.
In this whole conversation.
I'm above you because of this. When we are both in the exact same place.
And why does it take a flood, a fire, or a disaster to realize that you're hungry and I'm hungry too? And I have this in my garden and you have that in your garden and we can do some trade. And we don't have to talk about this government funding.
Right.
Anything we can do before we get to a dollar for trade.
But see, if you realize you're free of the government, if you'll link up with your fellow man, then the government loses all power, and that's why they've got to keep us fighting amongst ourselves.
Yes. At all times.
At all times. Over the simplest of shit. You live in the city. You live in the country. Yeah, country bumpkin, city idiot, fight. You're black. I'm white. There's a racial thing. You fight. The Mexicans are this, and you're that. You fight. They're gay. You're not. You fight. They just division, division, division.
You're a fat shamer.
But when you break it down that way, you start going, hold on a minute. There's some truth in what he's saying. Damn right there is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what scares them, that people like us might actually make them think and go, well, hold on a minute. Why is he saying that? Why does he believe that? Why am I opening my eyes out of nowhere to finally realize that the only person who wins in division is government?
That is it.
That's the truth, 100% the truth. The government wins when we are divided every single time. Every single group, every single time. When they get us fighting amongst ourselves, we become easier to control. And that is a fact.
I'm trying to think of this group back in the day. It was a white group. And I remember just recently on the internet saying, I wonder if I sent it to you. He was a political group in America. It was a white group. And he was saying that they're trying to turn us against the Black Panthers. And it was another group. And the Latinos, he was like, well, we're all together in this. He said, man, listen, the government's trying to turn us against one another. Man, we need to come together. And this was years ago. This was like in the 60s. People have been trying to acknowledge this, but all of a sudden they all of them come up dead.
Yes. Speak out against the machine, get crushed by the machine.
Oh, yeah. They all come up mysteriously dead. It happens over and over and over again.
I made a car that can run on water. Oh, my dinner sucked. Oh, I'm dead.
and how many people come up dead in a hotel in a bathtub? Am I hear that one more time?
But don't believe your eyes, dude.
That's all coincidence and happens. You're just looking for correlation and causation because you're a dummy and you don't understand that correlation doesn't equal causation. Just because the sun comes up every day and makes it bright doesn't mean the sun is the light.
I can show you every big artist you've ever idolized. I can show you that they were never the artist that we idolized. Never.
Exactly.
Elvis Presley was made up off of a black guy who sounded exactly like Elvis. Elvis was a character. Biggie Smalls was made up off another guy called him Biggie One or something else. It was a whole other guy. It wasn't Biggie Smalls. Jay-Z is not who he is. Drake is not what you think. All these songs are made up by lesser people, quote unquote. Yeah. All of them. These artists aren't who they say they are. Dolemite became a famous guy from a bum on the street, imitating a bum.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, look at the background of freaking Taylor Swift, dude.
Yeah. Wow.
And now all of them are out in the open. They're doing demonic shit at their shows, and nobody's questioning it.
And it's wide open.
Wide open. They have got to the point where they're so comfortable that you're so ignorant that they will put it in your face. And know that you will believe whatever the government says is true, even though the government has a gigantic history of lying to you.
Just like Travis Scott, where people go to his concerts are dying right there in front. 30 people died in front of his last concert.
Yeah. Taylor Swift just had people die in her last concert.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely good and evil. I definitely know that much. And you'll run into people you know are truly evil, and you just, when you feel it, they've got this fucking real bad vibe about them.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the vibe you pick up, everybody else misses, and then there's, oh, they're famous, and they're this, and I feel the badness in them.
Yeah. I notice most of these setups right now for stages and these concerts, they're portals. And they're deeming souls at each one of these concerts. But people say I'm crazy by saying that, but I'm going to say it now. But, you know, I ain't going to talk about it to everybody every day.
Nah. Because most people can't even grab what we're talking about right now.
No.
And it's not because they're dumb. It's not. It's because they've bought into it. And now that they've bought into it, to think anything else means they've been fooled. And then say that you've been fooled means you're dumb. No, it doesn't mean you're dumb. Everybody can be fooled. I was fooled. I bought the lie that marriage was the way to go. I bought that lie.
Well,
and then ended up homeless because I bought that lie.
People don't realize one thing, and they don't want to understand this about music. When you say kings of rock and roll, okay, no matter what you say about rock and roll, and people might love it, you have to be a heterosexual within loving what you do, but it's a gay organization. Because what people say, why would you say that? I don't care if you're talking about Mick Jagger, whoever you talk about, you're going to start with Little Richard. All of them came through Little Richard.
Yes.
Okay? All of them. I don't care who they were. They funneled through Little Richard. And all of them had that female twist. All of them. And they rolled straight into rock and roll, straight into hardcore gay disco.
Woo!
And what is
true.
Disco? Disco, the blossoming of disco, was hip-hop. Instead of hip-hop, a hippity-hippity, hip-hop, you don't top a rocket. To the bang bang boogie, said up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie. What is that? What is that? What does that mean? A shibbity wee bop ski bop, a shibbity doo. Well, guess what? America, we love you. What is that? What is that? And then they said, we're going to rock and we're going to roll where there's so much soul. We're going to rock to 101 years old. That's telling you we're bridging from rock and roll, disco, hip-hop.
Yeah.
Because in the first rap song, it talked about rock and roll. And disco with so much soul.
Like I said, they put it right in front of you.
They do.
They do.
That's why we shouldn't be shocked about no homosexual era. Why? Because music ushered in this whole homosexual launch. All you got to do is follow the Yellow Brick Road.
True.
Look at the Beatles. They had the Beatles were the first guys they had to flip over hairdo. That's a female style. A little short bob bullshit. Think about it, man.
Well, see, that reminds me of this one guy, a podcast I watch. He's a big dude. He's like, he goes, the men today will not fight because they've been so feminized that they will not fight. And they go, that's what they need to conquer us, is for us to not fight.
Yeah.
And then you look at Demolition Man, which is supposed to be our future, which it is, where we have a bunch of morbidly obese feminine males.
And they're very dominant and very, very, very controlling from a very gay perspective.
And you will march the line. You will toe the line. You will accept the line. And if not, we will cancel you, ostracize you, and cast you out of society because you are a beast.
That's what it is. And you will market my dysfunctional life as if it is functional. Period. And all of the males that have something to say about it, you are out of control, this destructive male masculinity, all that craziness.
Yeah. Not dare anybody just say, show me where. Show me where we're wrong. Show me where. Because it's right in your face.
We're always going to be wrong in a class of people that don't want us to exist because you really want a lot of gay men want to be strong men, but you have to realize you're a strong female. You're a strong woman acting something. I don't know what to call it, but you need to leave a man. If you're going to leave male shit alone, leave it alone totally. Don't keep crossing over trying to tell us what to do. Because you have to eliminate us for you to be you. No, you don't have to eliminate us. We can still live in the same culture, but you have to choose.
And quit trying to say, I accept it, and it's an existence. I don't mind that. But I don't have to agree with it.
Thank you.
And that's what they want. They want you to say, yeah, this is perfect. This is a great life. I'm not going to say that. That's your life. You can live your life the way you want to live your life. But be honest about it.
Well, see, that's baiting, because what it starts off is, well, you want to believe in me. The next thing you know, well, if I call myself a woman, you mean you wouldn't take? No, see, now we're going too far.
Yeah.
Why would you go into a conversation about whether I would date you or not? Hey, no, no. That's the answer, okay? Stop bullshitting what you say. This is when you get into that fantasy world shit. I don't have time for it. There's real things in life going on. Well, we're going to sit up and talk about your preference of what you would like and your commitment and trying to turn somebody into what you are. What kind of
exactly. Thing? You went past wanting acceptance to wanting it to be taught as right, as good, as everything. Like I said, live your life the way you want to live it, but don't try to force it on me. And that's where we're at now. It's got to be forced on us now. And so it's actually gone past that to the point of being elevated above.
Well, we're looking at, when you start looking at drag queens teaching kids in school becoming infringement on freedom of speech, this is when it gets crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's when it gets crazy. And I heard one comedian, I can't think of the old guy, and then he said he was defending it from a point of saying that drag queens teaching children in school wasn't harming them. But guns kill more kids per year. This is what kills me with about the diversion conversation.
Yes.
What the hell does drag queen speaking to kids in school have to do with bringing up the subject of how many guns kill kids each year? How was that even closely related in conversation?
It's not. It's the deflect. That way I don't have to defend. I deflect.
So it's cool to dress your son up as a girl in school, even though I don't want my son dressing as a girl. But when he goes to school, he can dress as a girl. It's okay for my kid to be taught by a drag queen in school, but I never approved it. You just said it was approved by the sanction by the school and the school board. But this is something because of freedom of something that you don't have to tell anybody. So you have control of my kids. If you don't have to tell me a damn thing you expose my kids to, you have control of my children.
Hey, you know what just dawned on me with everything you just said? Think about this. Every one of the things you just mentioned are feminized men. Yet you don't see bodybuilders reading to children. You don't see masculine farmers influencing children. Those are called dummies, rubes, flyover America. And there's nothing masculine allowed to be brought in. And the only thing that's championed is feminine men.
Yeah. That's what it really is and not just seems to be.
No, that's exactly what they're doing, because everything you mentioned, why don't we have girls dressing up as construction workers at school to teach them?
Why did you jump straight from anything else to drag queens being pressed in school? What is the need for drag queens to teach my children? Since we want to put in the force that is happening, okay, explain to me why I should have versus what you're saying.
Why can't we have macho men teaching? Why can't we have macho men coming into the school saying it's okay to be macho, it's okay to be a man, it's okay to be strong, it's okay to be a mechanic, it's okay to dig a ditch, it's okay to do everything that built this country?
Yeah. Yeah. Why are we trying to teach every little boy to become his mom?
Yes, but we're not teaching boys to be boys. Matter of fact, if you are a boy, we will drug you and tell you to sit down and be quiet.
They had a cartoon back in the day where it was one of the old black and white cartoons, and there was an electrocution, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had the guy come in, and the big, giant prisoner comes in with the little soft guy over at the electrocution level. So they set this big, strong prisoner down, and when they set him down, they pulled the lever. It came out. It brushed his teeth. It took off his shoes and polished his nails. It put on some nice look on him, left his prison suit on, and made him look exactly like a woman. And he came in there tough, and he left out of the electric chair switching. They pulled the switch.
Yeah, they did. Because docile males are easier to control. Fact.
Docile men are easy to control. They don't fuck or buck.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't out hunting. And also now, it's got to the point now where men have just shut down.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. Because
if I display my maleness, you're going to criticize me. But if I go out and act like I'm a girl, you're going to praise me and raise me.
Wow. Which is crazy. Praise me, raise me, crazy.
Herman is flown by again, brother.
Oh, wow. What's happening? Okay. Oh, wow. We overtime. All right, man.
That's what I said. It just flew by. It does that every single time.
Yeah, man. Hey.
It's been such a great conversation. It's going a little bit of everywhere.
Yeah.
And again, I tell people, don't just agree with me. Listen to what I'm saying. Go do your own research. Take your own life experiences. Quit believing that somebody else is necessarily smarter than you because they have letters after their name.
Hello. That's very important.
And see, I witnessed that when I was having that back and forth with that egghead on Facebook. A friend of mine, it was on his post, it was one of his friends who jumped in. He was like, that's why I put this to you to understand. Why do you assume that he knows more than you? You're so willing to say somebody else knows more that you criticize anybody who tries to learn more outside of the government institutions, which are indoctrination camps.
Yes, and no one wants to talk about it from that aspect.
No. School is to train you to be a good employee. I realized that long ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the work whistle, the school bell. Periods, breaks, this, hierarchy, it's all being taught at the school so you come out a good little soldier who knows how to memorize what you're told and without question believe it.
Mm-hmm. That's what they've done.
And that's exactly what they've done.
And they're trying to keep it enforced.
Oh, yeah. Because you're nobody without their little thing that says you're somebody.
Yeah.
If you don't have your high school diploma, you're worthless in the real world.
Yeah.
Yet the high school diploma means nothing about intelligence.
But see, they're going to try to change you from a name tag to a artificial chip tag. Because they want to get you used to being tagged. It's coming.
Oh, it's definitely coming. Hell, look at the new transportation bill. The new cars in 2026 are required to have kill switches that the government can shut your car off if you're not driving correctly. Well, that's easily transferred to you're not thinking correctly. So when you go against them, I will take away your means of transportation. I will effectively shut you down.
This is how they're doing it.
But it's in the name of safety.
Yeah, they're safety.
They use the name of safety to get us to allow the government to stop us without cause and demand our papers and us to allow them to smell our breath before we can continue to be free.
That's what's going on?
Yep. By step by step. If they'd have tried all of this at once, where people could openly see what they were at, but now they just go, what's up? It's just this. I mean, it's not like I'm asking you to stop and show me your paper. Oh, wait. Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm.
But don't pay attention to that. This is another little step. The right to own a gun shall not be infringed. Has now got 8,000 infringements against it. That's the laws written against guns.
That is amazing.
Shall not be infringed. And it all started with the first law was, well, we want to do this to keep the criminals from getting it. We want to do this to keep the criminals from doing that. Again, create a straw man argument, create a boogeyman, create the safety I'm going to save you from, and then take your rights to save you.
And put you in the more danger in the process of doing so.
That's right. Well, did you see that video of that guy in California that defended himself against those two guys at the front door of his house?
No.
Okay, this guy, his business owner, had a concealed carry, was coming home with a cot key or something like that, and he was at his front door. Two guys climbed his fence, ran up behind him. He threw his tee in their face, pulled his weapon, and fired. Defended his home, defended his property. State of California has rescinded his permit to carry.
Mm.
And it was self-defense to anybody with a brain on video, yet the state used that reason that he actually defended himself, something they couldn't do. Where was the police officer? Nowhere to be found. He was probably sitting under a bridge with his radar gun trying to steal money from somebody for their safety. And then the person who actually needed him defended themselves, and we can't have somebody defend themselves. You've got to depend on the government for your defense, and they took away his right to defend himself because he actually defended himself. Government is everything, and everything must be the government. Well, Herman, another great Monday.
All right, brother, it has been as usual.
And for two people without any letters past their names, we sure do seem to know a lot of things.
Yeah, man, I want no trouble, man. This is sort of, you know, we got those CS degrees, common sense.
Well, the funny thing is we're not asking you to believe what we say.
No.
We're asking you to think about what we're saying.
Yeah, we're just letting you listen to a conversation, period. You just listen to two people talking out loud.
Right. Two people who are completely from different backgrounds, yet we both have that world experience, and we both see things from a very common space, and we both came up through two completely different channels. So what does that tell you?
And nobody's faking for the other or just agreeing to agree. No, we have separate thoughts, man. And this is what we do, y'all, period. And let your friends be who they are in order for you to understand who they can be.
Exactly. This whole idea that you've got to agree with me 100% is the worst thing that ever came about.
Crazy.
It is. It's called preaching to the choir. You'll never learn if you preach to people who all agree with you.
You have to have some controversy, some adversity. Not necessarily controversy, but adversity.
Yeah. And that's the quickest way to learn.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's a good way to learn because it's a genuine learning. Again, a learning that you were there for and not somebody who learned something and then decided to just tell you.
Yes, and then you'll hear from the experiences versus just hearing something that someone heard with the grapevine or by way of lesson and learning through a book. But you're learning from experience.
And see, I know that Herman's real experiences are more real learned shit I get from somebody I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's real.
That's real. That's the real world. And not academia. Academia, again, and people don't want to hear this, but it's an old phrase, those that can do, those that can't teach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, those are true words.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody wants to hear that.
Mm.
Because even the government's behind this whole college thing. Because they allow businesses to discriminate against who they employ based on what piece of paper they hold, and that's exactly what's happening. It's not an interview where you go, oh, this guy's smart. This guy knows what he's talking about. It starts with, you must have this piece of paper to get in the door.
Then it's the process of elimination of the idiots that made it to get the paper.
Right. Because everybody comes out with that paper is not smart.
Mm-mm.
Jobs find that out real quick.
Hey, they might apply themselves when it comes to learning the information recovering the information because of the memorization.
Right.
Now, how do you apply what you memorize?
All right. And that requires the intelligence.
Yeah.
That piece of paper doesn't say. It just says that you're good at memorizing following rules. That's all that piece of paper says.
That's it. Now, how do you apply your memorization and make it turn into manifestation?
Because look at all these people who get their doctors. They get all their doctor's degrees and all that shit like that, yet the number two or number three cause of death every year in the United States is the misapplication of medical procedures that has caused more people to die than the Rona. Yet we are told to trust them because they have a piece of paper.
Yes, it's amazing.
Pay no attention to the results. Pay attention to the paper.
You know what? That's like all I can tell you in the end is like a hypnotist. Just pay attention and keep your eye on the paper.
Yeah, keep your eye. Watch it. It swings back and forth. You will trust the paper. You will believe in the paper. The people who have the paper are good and knowledgeable.
And then you stand up and say, I must have the paper.
Oh, look, it's bled over into mechanics. ASE certification.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you go into these little country towns, and there's mechanics that will run circles around an ASE-certified mechanic, but they don't have that little piece of paper, and everybody else wants that piece of paper, but some of your best mechanics never went to a single school.
I always tell people from now on, be careful of the letter, man.
Whatever letter that happens to be.
Yeah, whatever letter that happens to be careful of the letterman.
That's a great message to leave everybody on. Be careful of the letterman.
Yes, sir.
Oh, damn. That'd be a great paper sticker. Be careful of the letterman.
Be careful of the letterman.
Oh, Herman, my brother, always a great time.
All right, partner, without a doubt, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep that in mind. Be careful in the letterman, man. Always a great time.
We're going to end up having to make a whole bunch of show merchandise is what we're going to have to do.
Who you telling, man? Because that's a good one right there.
That's a beautiful one right there. Be careful the letterman. Maybe 100 years from now, that'll be one of them sayings that just becomes apparent to everybody.
Yeah. Yes, because whenever you see them coming with letters, they're coming with some stuff.
Yeah, you better be careful of them.
Yes, you will respect me or die. That's the letter.
Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed this show. I really hope you did. Because I know I had a great time, because that's how I know when time disappears, it's just like that. And that's what happens. That's what happens. So be careful of the letterman out there. And if you're listening to this, you are the resistance. Have a great week.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, For God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.